Here we are in the final week of what has been a very disappointing 2012 campaign for the Philadelphia Eagles. But wouldn't it be nice if we could head up to East Rutherford this weekend and stick a fork in the New York Giants? On this week's show, we're going to break down the Eagles by position group and outline areas of strength and need heading into the offseason. But what about Nick Foles? What have we learned from his six starts? He's shown flashes, but can he be an elite quarterback in the NFL? We'll discuss that and more coming up right now in Eagles Game Plan. Welcome to Eagles Game Plan. It's our guys here, Mike Quick, Ike Reese. I'm Brian Baldinger, and we're here every week. And this is our final show, guys. And I think we have to kind of look ahead here. Not much to really rejoice in this season. So looking ahead, I just think that when you start putting this team together, it starts with the offensive line and the fact that next year we could have a healthy Jason Peters, a healthy Jason Kelce, a healthy Todd Harrimans,
right,
and Evan Mathis, who's been a very consistent player.
Baldy, to me, that's a very good starting point. When you've got an offensive line, the caliber of guys you're talking about, it doesn't matter who the offensive line coach is because you've got athletes at the offensive line position. Even if they want them a little bit bigger, they're athletes.
I don't share the same optimism you two guys share. I'm a little concerned about Jason Kelce and his size just because, depending on the coach you bring in here next year, what type of offensive philosophy will be here with a new O-line coach. Mm-hmm. I don't know if there'll be a more run-oriented sort of offensive line. I would like to see a little more size up front. Todd Harriman's coming back. Hopefully he can regain his level of play he did prior to leaving. There are some parts that obviously Jason Peters' best left tackle in football. Will he come back as the best left tackle in football? These are right. things you have to be concerned with.
That's true.
When you get injuries to players late in their
careers. Achilles injury can be an injury.
But
an
I think the cupboard is not as bare as it looked on the field at times this year.
And then, of course, the big question mark is Danny Watkins.
Sure.
I mean, because here's a guy that much was anticipated, very little has really been gotten out of his town. I want to see another guy work with Danny Watkins. I don't think he's lost or a bust yet. I want to see another guy come in and try to get through to him, work with him, because I know physically he can still be a good player.
Yeah, I want to see Danny Watkins' mindset change. You know, Brandon Graham at some point got frustrated with being labeled a bust, got ticked off about it and did something about it. And that's what I really want to see from Danny Watkins next year.
Yeah, that's a good comparison.
That playing in the NFL is important to you. Your job as a starting player in this league should be important to you.
You want to see that pride start to bubble up inside.
And I think if it's in there, it should come out next year because next year will be a big year for Danny Watkins.
Well, that's the offensive line. We'll find out a little bit about whom they might be protecting next year when me and Mike take a look at the quarterback position. Mike, the most important position going forward to next year is obviously the quarterback position.
Absolutely.
You look at Mike, you look at Nick Foles right here. Both have been injured this past season. What do we see here going forward? And is Mike Vick an option next year?
I don't think so. I think this team's going to go in a different direction. You know, looking at the salary that Mike would demand next year, looking at all of the different circumstances, looking at the way Nick Foles played this season, I think there's a lot of promise there. And I think that this staff has seen enough of Nick Foles to realize that this guy really could be a big-time quarterback in the National Football League.
I mean, one thing Mike is always going to have, no matter what age he is, he's going to be able to throw the deep ball, Mike. I mean, you know, you go back to week two against Baltimore. I mean, this play got him out of bad field position. He gets DeSean Jackson. It's really just a double stutter and go here on the outside. And he's got to pick a side. He picks a side to DeSean right here. With protection, good vision, he can still drop the ball in the bucket 50 yards down the field as well as anybody.
You know, that's as pretty as you can throw the football. And then the key is looking off the safety, holding that safety in the middle of the field so that your wide receiver doesn't get a headache. He has enough time to get the football in there. And you're right, he's just got a lot of zip and a tight spiral. He can throw that deep ball.
Certainly that was part of the magic that we thought the Eagles would be able to utilize a little bit more. But when we watched Nick Foles, what we saw was the ability to get the ball down the field. He did a little bit differently because of his size. He had good vision, Mike. And also because of his size, he was able to shake off defenders.
See, this play, I think, is patented Nick Foles, what he's able to do. Climb the pocket here, buy a little time for his receiver to get open. Mm-hmm. And as you said, he's such a big guy. He's able to shake off defenders. And keeping that focus down the field is so key when you're moving around back there buying time.
He's going to get pressure coming on the outside right now. He's going to be able to take that hit right now, climb the pocket.
Yep.
Good ball security, eyes down the field. You know, he's always looking to make that kind of a play. And so when you look at just the natural size, at 6'6", being able to see over the trees rather than try to look between them, I mean, that vision alone has got to give you something at that position.
He seems to really have that sense, feeling the pressure and stepping up and moving where he needs to move to buy time.
I think that was one of the most encouraging things, Mike, is the ability to keep the vision down the field no matter what was going on around him. So now let's take it over to Greg Cosell at NFL Films. He's going to take a closer look at the running back situation, LeSean McCoy and Bryce Brown.
Thanks, Baldy. Let's look at the Eagle running back position. They have two players, LeSean McCoy and Bryce Brown, who have two distinctly different sets of skills. And I think we have to start with McCoy. McCoy has shown that at the top of his game, doing everything, he's one of the best backs in the league because of his dynamic movement. He can score from anywhere on the field. He has great lateral agility and explosion. And one play we've always seen the Eagles run with McCoy, it began last year with Jason Peters. Obviously, Peters was gone this year. The Eagles didn't run it quite as much, but it's the sprint draw. And we saw that week one against Cleveland this year. They ran it to the right this time. And actually, this time, the defensive end came inside, not outside, so the play looked a little different. But it's sprint draw. And LeSean McCoy does that exceptionally well. He's also an excellent pass receiver. He's very much a space player. I don't see McCoy at his best if he's running between the tackles. I don't see him running power or inside zone as well as he gets on the perimeter. That's LeSean McCoy's strength, but he's an explosive player. You look at Bryce Brown. He's a different back. He's a downhill runner. When he's decisive downhill, he can be very, very effective. He can run inside zone very effectively. We saw that against the Dallas Cowboys this year on a 24-yard run. You can see the flow to Brown's left. Then you can see him stick his foot in the ground, see the opening, and cut back. It's not a true cutback. He just had excellent vision, saw the hole, ran for 24 yards, showed some excellent wiggle, the ability to make some defenders miss. Now, we have to address Brown's ability to fumble. That's something that can be corrected. We saw that years ago with Tiki Barber. It was corrected, and Barber became a feature back and a foundation back. Bryce Brown cannot play in this league as a foundation back until that gets corrected. But his skill set is that of a feature back. So as the Eagles look ahead to 2013, they have two backs, little different skill set. I think McCoy overall is the better player. It's a function of what offense you use to maximize their skill sets.
Thanks, Greg, for that insight to the running back situation, Mike. So when we look at the skill positions, the only one remaining, one that you're very close to, the receiver position, both wide receivers and tight ends, Mike. So let's take a look at the group here right now and what the Eagles have to work with going forward next year.
Well, I really think they have a lot to work with. The group as a whole, I think they're very talented. Mm-hmm. And I like the emergence of Riley Cooper this year and getting him involved, especially down in the plus 20 area, when he can use that big body, use his leaping ability. But, you know, when you get DeSean Jackson back in the fold, you got Jeremy Maclin, you got Riley Cooper, Jason Avant, I think that's a pretty sharp group.
So with a guy like Jeremy Maclin, a guy that, you know, has got very good hands, has been productive when fully healthy right here. Just a scramble drill right there. You know, somebody goes deep, somebody comes short. On this rollout here by Nick Foles, he recognizes that, Mike. So he's got awareness about him, the way he plays the game.
I think when Jeremy Maclin is getting the opportunities and when you're asking him to come up big, he's coming up big.
Okay.
The guy can play the game.
Brent Celek won't finish the season this year due to concussion, though, Mike. Right. But when you watch him right now, just in the receiving part of it, what do you like from Brent? After the catch?
This was a down year for Brent Celek, of course. He catches the ball well. He runs after the catch. A little hurdle here over Ed Reed, one of the best in the business. Mm-hmm. But in my opinion, that's a position where they have to focus on upgrading. You want another guy opposite Brent Celek. Clay Harbor's there, yes, but I think still you have to work on improving that position.
Coming up on the show, we're heading over to the defensive side of the ball. The Eagles struggled with inconsistent play for much of 2012. Who should return in 2013? We'll talk about that next when Eagles Game Plan returns. Eagles Game Plan is brought to you by Thomas Jefferson University Hospitals. Call 1-800-JEFF-NOW for an appointment. Sports Authority for all things sporting good. And by NovaCare Rehabilitation, the power of physical therapy.
The world was recently shocked to discover a primitive society.
They may not appear so different, but these people are still using outdated satellite TV. They've never lived in a world with Xfinity On Demand. Never known what it's like to catch up on the latest shows anytime, on any device, and they have no idea what they're missing out on. Wait, are they signaling us? Nope, just adjusting their dishes. They do that a lot.
Don't settle for outdated satellite. Xfinity, the future of awesome.
The wind is a billowing, arrogant bully. Except when it takes and holds up a kite, shows a flag how to wave to its country, sings softly through trees, makes music, makes your daughter's hair dance and tickle, and just knowing it will always blow, and we will always bring it to you for power and to live by. Other than that, wind is a billowing, arrogant bully. We're changing the way power is made. Switch to Green Mountain Energy. Switch for good.
Choose a Jefferson doctor. Make your appointment. Find directions and parking. The best of Jefferson's new website now fits comfortably right in your pocket. Introducing jeffersonhospital.org on your smartphone. Just type jeffersonhospital.org into your browser and all the essentials are right at your fingertips. Jefferson's mobile website at jeffersonhospital.org.
What would make your life better? Start with better banking from Sovereign Bank. More than a checking account, better banking is a package of financial solutions with preferred rates, debit card cash rewards, online banking with bill pay, and the flexible options you need to help make the pieces of your life or your business fit together a little better. And now Sovereign is part of Santander, one of the strongest, safest, and most successful banks in the world. That's what we call better banking.
Welcome back to Eagles Game Plan. And, Ike, let's take a look at the defensive line going forward next year. The two defensive ends, Brandon Graham, Trent Cole, they both come back next year. You like them both in whatever style of defense that they implement here?
I really do. I think Brandon Graham is starting to come into his own. The biggest thing I see with Brandon is that he's starting to play with confidence. Mm-hmm. He's starting to play with that swagger he had at the University of Michigan, which made him a first-round draft pick a couple years ago. And Trent Cole, a guy who's really been absent, that hurt this team as a whole for the first 10 games of the season, but it certainly seems like the last four or five games, Trent Cole has been rejuvenated as well with the switch in the D-line coaching.
What I like for Brandon Graham right here is his ability to convert speed to power.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the power that I think we question whether he had that at his size, whether he could take what Hugh Douglas made out of career, being able to take that power and just collapse a pocket play to play.
Yeah, and that's what you're starting to see him play with. I think prior to this season, particularly late in the season, Brandon tried to use a lot of his speed to run around in offensive tackles. I think he's realized that he has to develop that little punch where he catches the offensive lineman by surprise and it's worked to his advantage.
And then, of course, if you look in advance here to the defensive tackle position, the emergence of Fletcher Cox, it looks like he's a guy that you can build around inside, Ike.
Yeah, I love Fletcher Cox as an anchor in the middle of this defense. You're going to see here, you can't block him one-on-one. I mean, my goodness, if they haven't seen enough film on Fletcher Cox, every team in this league facing the Eagles ought to know you have to double-team this kid. He destroys one-on-one blocks. And I'll tell you, the rest of the D-line, guys like Vinnie Curry, some of these other guys that have shown a sign of life late in the season, they're feeding off each other.
Ike, that's a good look at the defensive line, guys that we should expect to see coming back next year. For more now, I want you to take a look at the linebacker position and kind of break that down and what we have here, Ike, and what we can expect next season.
Yeah, finally excited about the LBs. Let's break them down.
Flacco takes the snap. He's back. He's looking. He fires. And it's intercepted. It's intercepted by the Eagles. It's picked off by D'Amico Ryans. They say he's down on contact. But D'Amico Ryans with the pick.
Let's take a look at the interception by D'Amico Ryans here in week two against the Baltimore Ravens. We got D'Amico. This is a cover one. These two guys have Ray Rice, but when Ray Rice is offset, he belongs to Michael Kendricks, which leaves D'Amico Ryans in the middle of the defense as sort of a rat player where he can help out. Love the way D'Amico watches quarterback Joe Flacco's eyes. Now, a mistake by Joe Flacco is staring down his tight end, Dennis Pitta, on this play. But D'Amico, looking at the quarterback's eyes, does a great job of getting in the passing lane. And then I love the way he lays out. That's not an easy interception. That shows great athleticism. And the one thing that he's brought to the table, not just his playmaking ability, but his leadership qualities, his ability to inspire other players. And one of the young guys that he's taken under his wing is rookie Michael Kendrick. You got two good linebackers here that are going to be good for the Eagles for the next coming years. It's a quick throw by RG3 here where Kendrick is out in open space, where that's a tough tackle against a wide receiver in Pierre Garçon. Love the way Kendricks breaks down, doesn't cross over completely, and then explodes to the football. That's the type of linebacker play you need from your unit. Guys that are quick, guys that are athletic, that can not only play against the run and make tackles, but can also make plays in the passing game. This core has some potential there. I love the two starters in Kendrick and Ryans, but guys like Jamar Chaney, Akeem Jordan, support players, role players, did a nice job this year. Can still add another piece or two to play on the strong side. But when I look at this unit as a whole, I like what I see.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all.
Oh, I find it is here.
Get in the holiday spirit with Dunkin's Peppermint Mocha, New White Chocolate, or Gingerbread flavors today. America runs on Dunkin'.
Here we are, me and you, on the road. And we know that it goes on.
You're the boss of your life, in charge of making memories and keeping promises. Ask your financial professional how Lincoln Financial can help you take charge of your future.
Bacon toasted breakfast sandwich with fried eggs, cherrywood smoked bacon, and cheese stacked high on Texas toast. Grab yours at Dunkin' Donuts. America runs on Dunkin'. It's a breakfast favorite. Start your big day with a bacon toasted breakfast sandwich from Dunkin'.
This holiday season, my good friend gave to me 7 Powerball tickets, 6 nights, 6 chances, 5 cash fives, 4 big fours, 3 daily numbers, 2 mega millions.
Happy holidays, Rita.
Thanks, Joe.
What a great gift.
Pennsylvania lottery tickets make great gifts, like the new $20 Merry Millions.
Happy holidays.
And best wishes from the lottery.
Yo, we just scored. Where are you, man?
Hey, Greg. I had to sell my seats because I got this thing that came up.
Hey, Doug.
We bought your seats, Doug.
Yay. Yay.
Yeah, Greg Jennings is in our lap.
I wish Greg Jennings was in my lap.
Doug, I told you we just scored. Why aren't you smiling?
I am smiling.
Show up to me. There's a big Dougie smile. That's my guy.
Here we are. On the road, and we know that it goes on.
You're the boss of your life, in charge of making memories and keeping promises. Ask your financial professional how Lincoln Financial can help you take charge of your future.
Hey, good stuff on linebackers here. Now let's take a look at the back end of this defense. The secondary here.
Yeah, right? We saved the best for last.
Well, we saved the best for last because it's been the source of a lot of controversy. Yeah. And a lot of bad and very inconsistent play over the last 2 years here, right? 2 years ago, people were so excited to get Nnamdi Asamoah in a Philadelphia Eagle uniform. And we certainly have seen some good, but we've also seen some bad tackling, some bad play, some plays where he didn't look like he really knew really what was going on, Ike. I mean, so just total inconsistency.
Yeah, we're
going
to see a play here from Nnamdi where this was probably his best game of the season. He was matched up one-on-one with Calvin Johnson. And the defense at the time gave him help over the top, so it allowed him to be aggressive underneath.
And you run a trail technique right there, taking it all underneath the way.
And this is what Nnamdi, when he's playing at his best, this is what you have to do with him. He just isn't the corner that he was a couple years ago where he could lock down half the field. As we all are, when we get a little older, we slow down a little bit. But there were bright moments from Nnamdi at times this year. And with DRC on the other side, he is a complete enigma. You're talking about a guy that has tons of talent, all-pro talent, could easily be one of the best corners in the NFL if he ever set his mind to doing it. Early in the year, this is what he looked like. He was playing at a Pro Bowl level.
There he is. He shows his speed, perfect technique right there. He had three interceptions early in the year.
Great athlete.
Great athlete. Played the ball in the air, stayed on top of this route right here. Perfect location, had him on his hip all the way. But we've seen when the team struggles, he seems to disappear at times.
Yeah.
And they have to make a commitment to him, Mike. They got to decide, you know, is this a guy that we're going to lock up, probably have to pony up a lot of money to, whether to keep him in the fold. Do you think he should be here?
It's a tough decision for the organization. I mean, he's going to be a free agent at the end of the year, going to command a lot of money. Me personally, it's just too much inconsistency there. And it's one thing if the guy just had highs and lows week in and week out, but it was when the team was at its worst, you expect your best players to step up and play their best. And DRC just didn't do it when I felt like he has the ability to carry that side of the football at times, and I just didn't see enough of it this year.
That, and then, of course, on the other side, Nnamdi in the middle of a $60 million contract, so he's got a big, huge sticker next year if they decide to bring him back. They've got to pay him to go away. I mean, they've got a financial decision with Nnamdi. What would you do?
To me, I would just clean the whole secondary. I really would. I mean, this was supposed to be a strength of the team, a source of strength for this team this year, and far too often.
Invest a lot of money.
Yeah, a lot of money invested in these guys, but it's going to be difficult to find that level of talent. The talent is there.
Yeah.
It's the want to play at that level they should play at every week that's missing.
And, of course, at the back end, Ike, I mean, nobody, you know, has given up more big plays than the Eagles over the last 2 years. And you look at the safety play, Nate Allen, been injured, very inconsistent. Kurt Coleman, two draft picks. You know, they've been inconsistent with their tackling, their coverage. One guy that showed a little bright spot was Colt Anderson towards the end of the year. At least he showed that he was going to be aggressive. He was going to at least read his keys right here. He does a good job on this play. He's playing the deep center field, 25 yards off the ball right here. But, I mean, he's able to stick Alfred Morris right there and stop that play from going any further. We saw some, at least some good tackling.
Yeah,
Colt Anderson.
You saw aggressiveness. You saw decisiveness with Colt Anderson out there playing the safety position, very similar to the way he plays special teams.
If you look at Nate Allen, is there some part of his game right now, Ike? I mean, he's a second-round pick. Do you see enough talent that you could salvage something there and he could be rebuilt into becoming a more consistent player?
Let me preface this by saying Nate Allen is a great kid. He really is. I mean, being around him, there's not many other teammates you would want to have. This guy's a great teammate, but when I look at the safety position, I don't see the instinctual play that you need to play that position.
Yeah.
Playing the ball in the air, constantly being around the football, making plays, whether it's breaking up passes or interceptions or big hits. Just haven't seen enough of it out of 29. And as for a high second-round draft pick, it's been a little disappointing thus far in his career.
So you would expect quite a few changes in the secondary going forward into next year, right?
Yeah, it's a passing league. Teams are going to throw the ball 35 to 40 times. You have to be sound in your coverage on the back end.
Welcome back to Eagles Game Plan. And guys, it's time for our final thoughts of the season. So let's kind of summarize here. We've been here every single week. We've kind of rode the disappointment.
Oh, yeah.
A couple of highs, but mostly disappointment here. Right?
You look at the way the season started off coming out of training camp. Mike with only 12 snaps in training camp, two injuries sustained in a couple of preseason games. Then they had to basically scratch and claw through the first 4 weeks of the season. Somehow they found themselves at 3-1. And when they blew that 10-point lead against the Lions, it seemed like they'd never recovered from it. Just a season unlike any other that I've ever seen under head coach Andy Reid. And it's really been tough to watch every week because I know this guy as a head coach deserves better and the talent is better on this team.
One of the reasons why we were all so disappointed this year is the expectation. And coming into this season and looking at all of what we thought was talent on this football team, if you look down the roster, we all thought, wow, there's a lot of talent here and there. And to look at that, you're expecting a big season. And so we were all let down by this season.
It's been disappointment. I think we've reflected that. So
yes.
For Ike Reese and Mike Quick, I've been Brian Baldinger here. We look forward to much more promise in 2013. Eagles Game Plan is brought to you by Thomas Jefferson University Hospitals. Call 1-800-JEFF-NOW for an appointment. Sports Authority for all things sporting good. And by NovaCare Rehabilitation, the power of physical therapy.